wasn't ideal with someone who was constantly interrupting and derailing our process.
Thank you. I like this because, as with many other things, there is always this step zero before step one. And step zero is about aligning myself internally with the reality that saying interrupting and derailing our process is my perspective. This is my interpretation. I'm quite confident that the person who is speaking is not seeing themselves as interrupting or derailing a process. They are no doubt seeing themselves as contributing something valuable and important, possibly that no one else is seeing. Feeling passionate, maybe desperate, maybe anxious, really wanting to ensure that the group does its job well, which actually is not very different from the person who's asking the question, if I'm understanding the situation accurately. So what I want to do when I have a sense that someone is in this kind of position is really try to hear them. Because when someone is heard and they trust that what they're saying is held with care and it matters to people, they're less likely to want to say it again and again and again or insist on dealing with something when other people want to deal with something else. So how I step in is to say, you know, Jerry, I'd like to pause for a second, and before I hear you say more about this, I'd like to see, to make sure that I really understand the point that you're trying to bring to us. It's clear to me that this is really important to you and you want us all to pay attention, and I'm not sure I understand. So let me tell you, is it A, B, C? And then the person has an experience of being heard. So I want to express to begin with that my intention is to hear, incorporate, and include and bring together. When I frame it like this, the person starts relaxing. I've seen this happen any number of times. That's really the simple way that I want to address this.
Thank you, Mickey.